Dave Moore on Today FM.
Mr. James Cavanagh has just walked into the room. Hello, James.
Hello, how are you?
Good, I'm so glad you're here. I've been trying to get you on the show for a long time.
Well, here I am.
Here you are.
And I'll be back if you want.
Please come back.
Always selling something.
Yeah. Well, sell us this TV show that, in fairness, I think you're not going to have to do much selling on because it is such good watch. This is Cheap European Homes.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it is. So I saw the episode in Murcia. In yeah. Murcia, I should say. So you learned that
yes,
on the show.
Murcia, I know. Murcia. Yeah, yeah.
How is your Espanol, actually?
No.
No. No, Espanol.
No, Espanol, yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, you don't really need the language because what you're very good at is networking and finding people who are on the ground in these different European countries who are from Ireland but do speak the language.
Yeah, and what I love about the show is, you know, there's other shows like Place in the Sun and this sure. kind of thing, and like they take the couple or the friends or whatever over and they show them the houses, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And there's a gap for like, what's it like to live day to day in these places?
Totally.
And that's what our show does. So myself and Kevin McGarn, we're kind of on and off roving reporters.
Okay.
And we take the couple around the area and introduce them to people that have maybe done that before, because, you know, like there's only so much you can Google, and like
totally it's not like getting knowledge from, because Google doesn't give you, it gives you information, sure,
yeah,
it's not going to tell you what it's like when the everywhere's closed on a Tuesday because it's a holy day.
Yeah.
And you don't know that or whatever.
Exactly. And also, like, what's interesting talking to people who've done this is, like, when do you call it a day in terms of the holiday? Like, how do you get out of holiday mode
exactly.
and into just living mode? And, like, what the local schools are like, what the local markets are like, what's it like, you know, because some of these places aren't in, like, major cities.
Well, that's the key thing, I think, because it's cheap European homes.
Yeah.
We're not going to, for example, in southern Spain, we're not going to the Costa del Sol and trying to price an apartment in Marbella because it's 5 million quid.
Exactly.
We're not, that's not a cheap European home.
Yeah.
So what this is exactly what you're saying. You're pushing yourself out of the traditional areas, maybe away from the coast, go inland. But there's so much to see there and so much to learn about
so
these places.
Much, yeah. And also, you know, because you're away from those bigger cities, there's less English speaking and stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to, one of the common threads is like, you have to learn the language,
yeah,
you know.
It's a key thing.
You have to involve yourself in the local group. So we took, with the episode you saw in Murcia, we took the mother and daughter, lovely mother and daughter, to a kind of a Spanish bowls community.
So the mom was a road bowler,
yes,
the Irish sport. So then she could transfer that skill into a local, I'm sure Murcian mightn't be the word, but a sport from Murcia that they used to, like, they developed in the farmers' fields,
yeah,
which was effectively bowling.
Yeah.
But she was so good at it because she was such a good record-breaking road bowler.
And I would say it's probably harder in Ireland than it would, you know, because
yeah,
it's just more straight line. I only saw, like, videos of the Irish bowling the other day. It's insane.
Yeah.
And the curvature,
yeah,
at which they have to get the ball
around.
Around
the corners.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
And they're like cannonballs.
Yeah, they're so heavy.
They're
apparently
not even like, you know, little light balls.
No.
So, you know, things like that, bringing them to like a community sports thing or whatever, like that's how you assimilate into a local community.
And also,
things
don't
like that.
Other, you know, immigrants, expats, mm, don't they get together and form their own kind of groups so that they can collectively kind of get into the community? So there might be a walking group which is set up by, I don't know, a Brazilian couple in Spain, but they've brought in English people and French people and Irish people and Spanish people, and then all of a sudden you've a network of connected people who are experiencing the same thing you're experiencing, but also then the locals as well. That stuff is genius.
Exactly, yeah. And also, the temptation sometimes for people who live abroad is to find the other Irish people and
oh,
then
just
you
stick
just
with that.
Glue.
No.
So you have to kind of, that's what all the locals were telling us, is like, crack out of that. That's not how you learn the language either. You kind of have to do these, you know, get involved in these local groups. And so it's been such a fab couple of weeks.
I say so. The other thing that will be fab when you watch this is seeing the prices of the homes, because let's face it, that's where this whole thing came from.
Oh, 100%.
You know, it's like cheap homes is such a draw. And what's amazing is that, like, for example, one of the houses, I think it might have been the third house that you guys showed the mum and the daughter, was this big 5-bed house. It had so many rooms, so many levels. And then they were like, how much do you think this is going to be? And they did not expect the answer to be €99,000.
I know.
Like, for people who are trying to buy homes in Ireland, like, you can literally get a 5-bed house there. Now, granted, it's in Murcia, it's in the country. There's a lot of reasons why it's that price, but it is that price. And the prices in that region of Spain are only going to catch up with the rest of the Costa del Sol.
100%.
So now is the time.
Last week, Maggie was shown this house that needed a new roof. And she's like, for a whole new roof, 6,000 euro.
Oh my God.
As someone, it brought tears to my eyes. As someone who's going into a renovation, I was like, I wish something was 6 grand in building world over here. You know?
You wouldn't even get your materials for 6 grand. Absolutely not.
That's how much it is to like just look at the job.
Well, Sundays at 6:30 on RT1, you will see Cheap European Homes. And yes, Maggie Molloy, as you mentioned, and Kevin McGarren and James Kavanagh, the alternating roving reporters, do catch up on it. It is so good. It's on the RT player for any episodes you've missed. And also the brand new ones happen every Sunday at 6:30. Catherine Collins is very complimentary of you, James.
Oh,
James is a national treasure. I absolutely love him. I can't wait to watch his show. It sounds amazing. Best of luck, James and Kevin.
Thank you.
That's nice. And Shane Manuth says, I think I'd move to Portugal, but I've only visited as a tourist. Can you ask James, is there an episode on Portugal in this series?
I believe there is.
I wasn't there.
Where I'd move to is Puglia.
In Italy.
Oh, it's the heel of the boot.
Okay.
And it's where all the Italians holiday. And it's relatively untouched by tourists. All you hear is Italian around you, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
And loads of amazing food and really good value to be had in Puglia.
Yeah, Italian food, lads. Like,
you can't beat it.
Come on, seriously.
And they live the longest, don't they?
They do. Well, there's certain areas there, in the Blue Zone, exactly.
Olive oil and tomatoes.
That's what they say. Yeah, I'm sure there's a bit of red wine involved as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that a Dublin-born bred boy decided at some point, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
You're going to try something different. And you moved to Kilkenny.
Yeah. So my boyfriend, William, is from Currabinny in Cork. Lovely little sleepy place on the water. And I also went to boarding school in Westmeath.
Okay.
I went to Wilson's Hospital School, which is quite well known.
Yeah.
But that's in the countryside. And I anytime I was in boarding school, I loved it.
You loved being in the country.
I loved it in the countryside. Yeah. So then when I came back up to Dublin to go to college and just live my life and all, I always had a little grain in my mind that like I'd actually love to go back to the countryside.
Okay.
And then along came a Cork man and I met William.
So halfway between Cork and Dublin.
Yeah. And we were filming a show called The Great Inspo Home Adventure.
Yes.
And we were all over the country looking for a house. And because of William, we were kind of laser focused on moving to Cork. But because of the show, we ended up going all over and realizing there's so many beautiful places all over Ireland. Found this house in Kilkenny just outside Greignamana, which is this gorgeous town.
Yeah,
and
it
looks like something on a chocolate box. It's beautiful. We're near Burris, which is Carlow, which is a gorgeous little heritage town. Inishtig, they filmed Maeve Binchy's Circle of Friends.
There. Yeah.
All these like chocolate box villages all around the place. And we just fell in love with the area and the house. And we're there 2 years now and we're growing courgettes, tomatoes, growing our own things.
I love this. Living
the Belle from Beauty and the Beast dream, you know? Yeah. And I go down to the village and I get my bread and there's a lovely farmer's market in Burris on a Friday.
Put in your little wicker basket and walk back up the road.
It annoys me. I was rewatching Beauty and the Beast. Belle is complaining about her poor provincial life.
I love my poor provincial life. You've sunk into it. You love it.
Yeah.
So are there things then about, because I think a lot of people who live in cities, whether it's Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, wherever, like there's an attraction to the city life. There's an attraction to the fact that things happen where you're living. You know, you always feel connected. There's a security, I guess, in a huge amount of people going about their business and all that. Like, are there things that you do miss about Dublin?
Deliveroo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah. I miss my pizza. Miss my Backpage pizza in Fibsboro.
You can't grow that in the back garden.
I miss Kinnerick Kitchen.
Yeah, I love it.
But what we've gained far outweighs what we've lost.
Okay, that's good.
But also, like, I was talking maybe on a different radio station about this, and someone wrote in, they're like, would he get a grip? It's hardly the Wild West. And the person was right. Like, I'm an hour and a half down the road. Like,
that's the crazy thing.
Doable.
Yeah, because you obviously will have, I mean, you probably work from home most of the time, but you will have reasons to be in Dublin or in some city.
Yeah.
Like, how long is your journey from your house, your front door, to say being in Dublin 2 here, Grafton Street?
And I'm up maybe once a week or once every two weeks from something. So I am mad for the train these days.
Train, of course. What station?
And I have my systems. Bagnallstown.
Okay.
Bagnallstown. So that's 10 minutes from my house.
Right.
So I get dropped off there, get the train. It's about an hour and 10 into Houston Station. And I have my coffee. I listen to my podcast. It's a podcast away, I
always course.
Say.
One podcast,
And then I'm in town in like an hour and 10 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it would take, like, if I didn't leave at I leave at the crack of dawn. But if I didn't have that, it would easily take me that long to drive in from a part of Dublin to another part of Dublin.
What I will say is, I love you, Irish Rail. I love the Cork train. Get the trolley on the Waterford line. I want a Barry's tea.
You can't get a tea?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, but that's money. You could make money. Why don't you do it? I don't get it.
I've heard news reports as to why they're not there, but I still can't understand them myself. Yeah.
I haven't heard.
No, it's something. No, I don't know about that line in particular, but just the fact that they're not putting catering on trains is a cost-saving thing. I was sure, like you, I was going, surely it's a money-making thing.
Yes, maybe. Me and everyone else would buy a Barry's tea and a purple snack bar.
See, maybe the problem is that the amount of people buying teas and snack bars doesn't pay for the fact that you now need both a dining car and somebody to run the trolley. So maybe there's an economic argument there.
True.
So in terms of like the kind of grow your own and live that way, is that genuinely doable? Because, I mean, I have this vision at some point of growing tomatoes, growing whatever, lettuce, and then picking off the leaves as we went. And in reality, like, there's one of the jokes I did in my show recently was like, you know, I planted my own, I did this, and now after €674, three trips to B&Q and whatever, I finally got a tiny carrot. You know what I mean? Is that the reality of it, or can it be done?
Me and William did that last summer. I held a tomato. I was like, William, this is a €20 tomato. Isn't it gorgeous? Yeah. However, the tomatoes you grow yourself are spectacular.
Okay, so they taste better.
Really good. And we were growing these big, juicy heritage tomatoes.
Oh, no, the big ones,
kind of different, like, you know, they're kind of dark colours, and yellow and all sorts of beautiful. They look like jewels on the vines. But it's about the process and about the kind of peace that gives you and about the, it's almost like, it's like mindfulness in a way.
It was
a gorgeous thing to do. We had great luck. If anyone's interested in this, growing your own things, get a polytunnel or like a small thing, but it just explodes in those
environments. Yeah.
So we had great luck with the courgettes. You pick one and 2 days later it's back again.
Wow.
Courgettes, all sorts of tomatoes, three different types of basil, all different types of lettuces.
Okay.
And we just ate like kings for the summer. Yeah, it was really good.
What's it like then in December when nothing's growing? Like, you still have to maintain everything.
Potatoes.
Oh, spuds, of course. Yeah.
The polytunnels kind of clear all that out.
Yeah.
But we had great sprouts, really good sprouts, potatoes. You can do your carrots. All those things are coming. Our big thing now is the pond. We put a pond in last year and we have dragonflies. Frog spawn.
Amazing.
Tadpoles are happening.
And
I love the whole, like, the ecosystem of everything. So when we put the pond in, all these, you know, little midgey things happened. Bats moved in because of that
pond.
So the bats are eating that.
You're creating the circle of life.
A little ecosystem.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Stick a little GoPro cam in there somewhere. And a wildlife camera.
Definitely.
Yeah, you never know what you might see at nighttime. Stoats. And I don't even know if we have stoats in Ireland. But you know,
we have two hedgehogs.
Stop.
Called Elton. And John. Elton and John.
Now,
one of them might be female, but who knows?
We're going for Elton and John. That's the way it is. Yeah, listen, that is absolutely brilliant. Cheap European Homes is the TV show you'll see James on. It is on Sundays at 6:30 on RT1. Are you still doing the podcast, A Simpler Life?
It's called A Simpler Life. Yes, three seasons in, and we've realised it's not a simpler life.
No, but it's a great
more
life.
Wholesome life, and we couldn't be happier.
Okay,
really.
Well, we wish you the best. Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Great to have you on the show. James Cavanagh, Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.